A favorable mix of weather will continue across portions of the Midwest as we move out through the balance of this week and into the weekend. The majority of the precipitation that's going to occur will be intermixing with periods of sunshine and warm temperatures that will maintain a generally favorable environment for crop development and for late season farming activity. The one exception to that, though, is going to be in portions of the western Corn Belt in eastern Nebraska, portions of Iowa, and northern Missouri. These areas will likely see enough precipitation to bolster soil moisture to the point of saturation, and the ground will be basically too wet for farming activity, and there's a good chance that there's going to be some soybean fields that don't get planted. This wet weather bias will delay field work for another several days and perhaps into next week if there's going to be follow-up moisture. That's one of the reasons why the marketplace is a little bit disturbed about the wet bias in that area today. There will be opportunity for some drier weather. It's just a question of whether or not there will be enough time to get those crops into the ground after a period of needed drying takes place. Well, for the rest of the region, there's not nearly as much concern. We did have some dryness in portions of the eastern Midwest, of course, not too long ago, but we have seen that eased up, and the situation across the region remains very good right now, with expected rain and sunshine alternating across the region. At this hour, we do have showers and a few thunderstorms occurring from northwestern Missouri through central Iowa into portions of south central Minnesota. Otherwise, we have cloudy skies and some fog around in the lower portions of the Midwest, and it looks like the upper portions of the Midwest and primarily the Great Lakes region are seeing mostly fair to partly cloudy conditions. Temperatures across the region are warm this morning, mostly in the upper 50s and 60s. The temperatures are going to continue to be pleasant across the Midwest for an extended period of time. Near to slightly warmer than usual temperatures are expected to occur during much of the coming week. That means the daily highs will run mostly in the 70s and lower 80s throughout the region. Our low temperatures at night are expected to slip back into mostly 50 and 60 degree regions, with a few temperatures coming close to 70 degrees every once in a while in the southernmost parts of the region. But for the most part, it's going to be a very good period of weather across the region. Even in our neighbors to the southeast, across Carolinas and Virginia into parts of Georgia, will all see timely rainfall to fix their moisture deficits that have built up in recent weeks. And the southern portions of the U.S. plains from Oklahoma into Texas will see an extended period of mostly dry and very warm conditions to help accelerate drying across those areas after record-setting rainfall occurred during the month of May. In the meantime, the northern plains are seeing a good mix of weather as well, but Canada's prairies are still under the gun for some kind of significant rainfall. The region is much too dry, and there's not much moisture in the pipeline. A few showers will evolve, but they're not likely to have a huge impact on the region until possibly the second half of next week. In the meantime, this El Nino event you're hearing so much about is still putting a lot of pressure on Southeast Asia. Portions of the Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia are all suffering from significant dryness, and portions of Malaysia and Indonesia, palm oil production areas, are also encountering some erratic rainfall, although it is not as dry there as in these other Southeast Asian nations. And India's forecast is for a poor performance in the summer monsoon. And lastly, portions of China are drying out, and they too will become headlining news in the not-so-distant future. All of this is adding up to an interesting next few week around the world, and we'll expect to see some reaction in the marketplace, so stay tuned. Just because conditions are ideal here in our own backyard doesn't necessarily mean there won't be some excitement in the marketplace. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.